So we're going to be beginning in Tadasana, mountain pose at the front of the mat. So stretching out the toes, pressing down with the pinky toe, following them. 4, 3, 2, 1, down to the big toe. Coming on to the balls of the feet, onto the heels, and just rocking backwards and forwards until you find that comfortable spot. And just allowing the breathing to relax. Allow the eyes to settle. Allow a smile to form on the lips. And just bring that rocking. Just bring it back to a halt. Bring it to stillness. Grounding with the toes, the outside of the foot, connecting with the mat, the heels. And activate the calves. We take a slight bend in the knees. If we're pregnant or just if it's more comfortable, we take those heels slightly further apart. We're engaging the thighs, the hamstrings, the buttocks, tucking the pelvis under, pulling up in the Mula Bandha, the root lock or the pelvic floor if that's available to us, taking the navel back to the spine, lengthening through the top of the head, shoulders back and down away from the ears, and the palms of those hands engaging with the thighs. So the entire body, from the soles of the feet to the tip of the head, are actively engaged, engaging all the muscles of the body. And I just want you to take 3 breaths here. Just close your eyes, focusing on the practice. And even though those eyes are closed and the jaw is relaxed, we are activating all the muscles of the body. Tadasana, mountain pose, is an active posture. So just settle into your breathing, in and out through the nose, inhale, equaling the exhale. And when we smile, this opens up the back of the throat and allows for the breath to circulate. And after 3, we're going to take these hands together, bring them up to the sky in prayer position and look up towards the thumbs. This is our Drishti. We're going to take a slight back bend. And on the exhale, we're going to come forward. Now, I'm not going to stop too much with adaptions. We did them the other day. If you want to hold on to the wall, so we're going to let it flow a bit more than we have previously. We're going to come down here. So whatever's comfortable for you, we can also be using our blocks or our bolsters for props here. We could be bending the knees. I would rather you had the hands flat in the ground and you were working those knees to straighten up the legs. So just take a few moments here to warm up those hamstrings. Remember to breathe in and out through the nose. This is Uttanasana, standing forward bend, which we covered this week. Few breaths here. Trying to straighten the legs if you can, taking the head towards the mat, not towards the knees, and the Drishti or point of focus is the tip of your nose. Then we're going to roll up onto the tips of the fingers if our hands are on the ground. We're going to look forward again to the tip of the nose. We're going to place those hands back down and we're going to come on to all fours or tabletop position, which we've been doing since the start of the week, okay? Hands directly under the shoulders, knees directly under the hips, nice rectangle between the hands and the knees, okay? And we're going to do our cat curls here. So 5 cat curls, just gently warming up that spine. Inhale, looking up, navel comes down to the mat, we look up between the eyebrows towards the third eye. Exhale, we curl under again, looking towards the navel, gently taking that back up like a cat, stretching it right out, have a wiggle at the top. Inhale, we curl down again, looking up between the eyebrows, navel coming down towards the spine, buttocks towards the sky. Exhale, slowly curling, and as we curl up and down, feeling each vertebrae of the spine release and warm up as we look towards the navel. Inhale, looking up between the eyebrows. Exhale, looking down, slowly curling the spine, the shoulders, the neck, looking towards the navel. And back to flat back. Now from here, we're going to come up into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Okay. Again, use your various modifications here. Popping the toes up. If we're pregnant, those feet can be just about hip width or slightly wider apart. We can come up onto the tippy toes. We can bend those knees. Just making sure, We're keeping the integrity of the spine. Oopsies. Knew that was going to happen. Bear with me, ladies. Always happens when you go upside down. Here, hold on. Get in. Stick. Right, that's it now. Okay. So back into your downward dog. You guys stay there. This is no excuse. Okay, so coming on to the tips of the toes, walking the dog. Okay, taking alternating heels to the mat. Okay, and then rest into your downward dog. Now, if that's here, that's fine. If that's here, wherever you're comfortable. Shoulders back and down away from the ears. Slight bend in those elbows, pushing into the hands. Two breaths here. Then we're going to look up between the hands and we're going to step the right foot forward between the hands. Now, you don't have to do it in one movement. If you can, that's fine. If not, just walk that right foot forward, okay? If we need to take the knee down, that's absolutely fine. We're going to come into warrior one here. Okay, so this is the first option. So this is kneeling warrior one. This is great if you're heavily pregnant or any other strength or stamina issues, come here. If you want more, we'll turn the toe back under and we're going to take those heels, line them up, okay? So they should be directly parallel to each other. Front foot's at 90 degrees, back foot at 45. Then we're going to come forward, okay? Now, ideally, we want this knee above the ankle. Don't worry too much about this if you're pregnant or postpartum, and you can certainly bring the feet closer together. But do make sure those heels are lined up so that you can balance, okay? So wherever your warrior is comfortable, all right, take the hands to the hips. Now we want to be looking over the front leg. If we want to take the hands above the head, don't do this with high blood pressure, just hands to the hips. We're looking up at the thumbs, bending that in the knee so it's directly over the ankle. Fingertips to the sky. We're going to take three breaths here. This is warrior one, Virabhadrasana one. Okay, so we're going to straighten that leg now, and we're going to turn both the feet facing forward. Now, ideally, you want those feet about 1.2 meters apart. We're going to turn the left foot so it's 90 degrees, back foot so it's 45. Again, looking at those heels, you want them nice and lined up, okay? But again, the legs don't have to be this wide apart. If you're taller, they can be a bit further. If you're shorter, a bit closer together. Bending that front knee, so we always start grounding with the feet first. Knee should be above the ankle. Again, it can be up here if that's what's comfortable for you. Hands to the hips if that's what's available. Hands above the head as long as there's no high blood pressure. And looking up to the thumbs in three breaths here, warrior one. Slowly bring the hands back down. We're now going to transition into warrior two. So I'm actually going to turn around so you can see this better. All right. So the feet are in exactly the same position, but this time we're going to take the hands up so that they're parallel with the mat. Now, again, the knee should be directly above the ankle. If that's not available, that's okay. All right. Just make sure it's not way over here. Making sure those heels are nice and lined up. There we go. Play about with it until you're nice and comfortable. Extend those arms up if it's available to you. If not, hips is absolutely fine. And extending through the fingertips. Then we're going to turn and look over the right knee towards the middle finger of the right hand. This is our drishti here. Okay. So make sure you've not got your hand up here or way down here. Nice and parallel and strong and actively pushing away from each other. Three breaths here, Virabhadrasana two. After three breaths, straighten the right leg, bring the feet back in so they're facing forward and change over to the opposite side. Left foot at 90 degrees, back foot at 45. Make sure the heels are aligned. Bend that knee so it's over the ankle. Extend the arms out, body facing forward, looking over the left hand. Just use the middle finger of the left hand. So making sure those arms are extending away from each other, coming out as much or in as much as is comfortable. And we'll take three breaths here, extending through the top of the head, lengthening, not slouching into it. Now, if it's available, we're going to take the right hand. We're just going to gently start to slide this down the leg. Now, this can be here. If this is what's comfortable, we're going to go into reverse warrior. Or if it's available, not on the knee, so either above the knee or below the knee, and we're going to extend that arm up and over again, bending the knee so it's over the ankle and looking up towards the sky and taking three breaths here. Fingertips actively pushing away from the body, all of the muscles active. Then bring the arm back down to the hips, sliding up, and we're going to change over sides again. Front foot to 90 degrees, back foot to 45. Straighten those hips up, bend the knee so it's over the ankle again. And we're going to extend that arm up, right arm up this time, taking the hand down either to the thigh or the calf, extending up and over, looking up to the sky between the eyebrows. Three breaths here. We'll take the hand, bring it back down, hands to the hips. So now we're going to do a wide leg standing forward bend. Again, if you want to use your props, your block, or your bolster to pop your head onto, that's fine. So you can widen the feet out if it's available. If not, don't worry. Heels should be aligned, toes pointing in. Taking the hands to the hips, pulling up in the pelvic floor. Inhale, back bend. And on the exhale, taking the shoulders and elbows back, we're just going to bring ourselves forward. If this is what's available, stay here. If you can bring the hands down, fantastic. If you can take the feet out and then take the head and the forearms down, even better. Now, wherever you are, I want you to take five breaths here. If you're pregnant, you can be practicing this against the wall also, as we did before. Just whatever's comfortable to you. So pulling up in the knees, making sure hips are nice and engaged. I don't want the butt sticking out. Pull it in and up. The legs should be straight, not the butt sticking out. Allow a smile to form in the face. Take five breaths here. After five breaths, gently come back up onto the hands, look forward, walk those tootsies back into the center. Okay, we're going to bend the knees slightly and we're going to go into pendulum pose, which we practiced the other day. So just holding on to the opposite elbows and just gently swaying side to side, releasing the muscles in the lower back, the psoas, allow the head to hang forward towards the mat. Allow the arms and the head to be nice and heavy and relaxed and just rest here. Taking the hands down to the mat, bend the knees again and gently come up into Tadasana and back to prayer position. So now we're going to try warrior three. Now we may need props for this puppy. All right. So we have trusty block, trusty roly thing. All right. So depending on what kind of height, you might have a couple of blocks, you might have one of these. Now I'm just going to show you the pregnancy variation, first of all, which we're going to do against the wall. So as we did, we prepped for this earlier in the week with our standing forward bend variation for pregnancy. So same as before, Hands flat against the wall, nice straight back, parallel with the mat. Okay. And we're looking down. Now, with the pregnancy variation of Virabhadrasana 3, if it's comfortable to do so, take a slight bend in the knee. And we're going to take the right foot out behind us. Okay. Now, making sure the hip is facing straight down to the ground. We don't want it turning out too much. Nice straight leg if available. If here is what available, that's absolutely fine. Just do it in your own pace and we'll take three breaths, okay? So everyone try this one first. Bring the foot back down, wiggle it out, and we'll go to the other side. Just raising that up, flexing the foot, turning the toe in so that the hip is facing down, bending the right knee if required, grounding into that foot. Nice straight back, taking three breaths here. Bend the knee, bring it back in, and gently push off the wall. Okay. Other variations of Warrior 3 that we can have. All right, we can use the block. This isn't hugely secure. Let's use this block. Or you're better with a couple of these on their side, actually. I only have one at the moment. All right. It's taking the feet under the hips so we've got a nice flat back again. And we can raise the back foot up as we did before. Okay. I take three breaths here. If this is not available, back to the wall. And release down. Bend the knees and we'll change over to the other side. Bend that knee and bring it back. And then we're just going to gently sit down in Dandasana, which we practiced yesterday too. So coming into our seated positions. Legs extended out in front. We can take the feet hip width apart if we're pregnant or wider if required. Toes pointing up to the sky, flexing those feet nice and active. Nice active calves, thighs, buttocks. Spread out your buckets, shoulders back and down. So the bottom of the body is nice and active. We're grounding into the buttocks and lengthening up to the top of the head. Okay. Bear with me here. Tips of the fingers, either side of the body, shoulders back and down, pulling up in the Mula Bandha, Uddiyana Bandha, lengthening through the top of the head. Just close your eyes and take five breaths here. In and out through the nose. Two more. And relax. Now we're going to come into Janusirsasana, head to knee pose, which we practiced the other day. So keeping that left leg extended and active, toes pointing up, take the right foot to the inside of the left leg. Okay, so again, remember we can take it as high or as low as we want, but not on the knee as this weakens the knee over time. So either close to the groin or down below if that's not available. If needed, use a block. All right. So wherever you are comfortable. We can use a strap as well around the feet. Okay, remember we did that the other day too. We're going to inhale, tips of the fingers either side of the hips, shoulders back and down. Slight back bend, looking up between the eyes. And as we exhale, we're going to gently walk the fingertips forward if it's available. If not, just stay here. That's absolutely fine. If we're using the strap, just pulling towards the foot. So we're looking towards the big toe and we're taking the head to the big toe, not towards the knee. Okay. Now, with each exhale, just take yourself slightly lower down, closer to that big toe. Breathing in and out through the nose. One more. Gently release back to center. Bring the feet back to Dandasana. And as we center back in Dandasana, opening up the buttocks again, changing over sides. So this time, we take the left foot to the inside of the right leg, okay? So either above or below the knee, wherever is accessible for us, using that block if required. Toes pointing up to the sky, foot flexed, leg, entire length of leg in the buttocks, engaging with the mat, shoulders back and down, fingertips either side of the hips, lengthening through the top of the head. So we lengthen through the body, inhale, back bend, and then we exhale forward. So making sure if we have high blood pressure, no hands above the head. Okay, so if we can go for the foot, fantastic. If we're here, that's fine. Here, absolutely fine. Using the strap, also an option, okay? Looking towards a big toe, whatever we're doing. And with each exhale, we just come slightly further forward towards that big toe. So just releasing the length of the spine, the lower back. Breathing in and out through the nose. And release back to center. So now we're going to come into our Savasana position. All right. So as before, guys, corpse pose. As long as you're not pregnant, you can go flat on your back. Vipurita Karani, legs up the wall, or my trusty faithful using the bolster in Supta Baddha Konasana. Now you can use this in reclined Savasana as well. So we'll do that today. So that's just gently walking yourself back down on to your elbows, onto the forearms. It just gives a gorgeous opening in the chest and the heart area. Allow the feet to fall open. Palms facing up to the sky. Gently closing the eyes, allow them to become heavy. Give it a nice, loud exhale. Inhale, nice noisy exhale. Allow the shoulders to open. I want you to clench the fingers and the toes, clench them, clench the jaw, scrunch up your face, your eyes, and release them all. Nice, normal, deep breathing. Just breathing however feels natural for you now. So let's think about today's focus. It's been a slightly more dynamic practice than the rest of the week. Today we've incorporated many of the postures that we've practiced this week, hopefully now with a fuller understanding of those postures in the practice. We've practiced the warrior postures today, the warrior sequence with 1, 2, reverse warrior, and warrior 3, Virabhadrasana. Increasing our strength and stamina. We may have felt a little bit wobbly at times, and that's okay. And the more we practice warrior, the stronger and fiercer we will become. Just breathing into your body now. It's just using the tools we've learned throughout the week, acknowledging those thoughts that are passing through your mind. Don't become upset because you have thoughts when you're trying to focus on the breath. That's okay. It's completely human. This is monkey mind. Just acknowledge the thoughts, let them pass through the mind like clouds, and let them go. Allow a smile to form in your face. And breathe. And in your own time, gently wiggling the fingers and the toes, blinking those eyes open. Coming on to the right forearm, rolling over onto your right side, and gently come back to seated position. Thank you.